USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A Centers for Disease Control panel has laid out a list of the next group of people that should receive a COVID vaccination. The panel said Sunday that frontline essential workers and all persons 75 years and older should be next up to receive the shots. The guidelines defined frontline essential workers as first responders, teachers, postal service workers, public transit, grocery store workers, as well as those in the manufacturing, food, and agriculture industries. That group includes about 30 million people. And several European nations have introduced travel restrictions on the UK, citing the spread of a new strain of coronavirus in the south of England. Belgium, France, Germany, Italy, Ireland, and the Netherlands have all ended flights to and from the UK, with an EU meeting scheduled Monday to discuss a coordinated response to the outbreak. The new variant of the virus hasn't been proven to be more deadly, but is about 70% more transmissible. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
With a deal on a coronavirus stimulus package done, many are now asking how soon it will be before they see help from that bill. Congressman Adam Schiff says he hopes it's soon. The California Democrat tells CNN he hopes aid can get out to as many Americans as possible as soon as possible.
I hope as soon as possible, and it may depend on what provision of the bill that they're relying upon. If they're small business, they'll have to go through the process of applying for those PPP funds. But the extensions in unemployment assistance, I hope, will be implemented ASAP. Again, it may depend in part on how fast the states can turn things around. But I'm glad that there is help on the way, that the deal is done, and we're going to go in and vote on it, because so many families are hurting and struggling, and so many businesses aren't going to be around next year if they don't get the help that they need.
The House will take up the matter on Monday, also allowing lawmakers a little more time to pass a deal on funding the federal government. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The amount of available coronavirus vaccines will begin to increase Monday as more than 5 million doses of Moderna's vaccine begins to be delivered across the country. And soon a third shot could be available as well. Admiral Brekerar of Operation Warp Speed says Johnson & Johnson is expected to submit its vaccine for approval in January. He tells ABC's This Week that will help get closer to the goal of all Americans having access to immunization by next June.
We are very confident that by June, anyone in America who wants to have a vaccine will have that opportunity to have a vaccine. As you know, right now we have Moderna and Pfizer. The next vaccine that is coming up, which would be J&J or Janssen, we would expect that authorization to be submitted in January. Again, we don't know the results of that. That has to be unblinded, go through all the processes. It will be very transparent, just like the first two. But we expect that to hit in January. And again, that is a one-dose vaccine. We don't know the results, but we're very hopeful by January we'll have at least three vaccines.
SpaceX has wrapped up a very busy 2020 with one more launch on Saturday. Lance Fry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
SpaceX closed out a record year by launching its 26th Falcon 9 rocket Saturday to put a classified National Reconnaissance Office satellite into orbit. The launch from historic Pad 39A at Kennedy Space Center atop 1.7 million pounds of thrust had launched at 9 a.m. Eastern. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Fry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.